Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. 2 days after his 35th birthday and 1 day after his team had a day off from training camp practices, quarterback Tom Brady spent about 10 or 12 minutes talking to the media after Sunday's practice here in Foxborough. He spoke about the pace of training camp so far, the intensity of training camp, and even what he does during preseason games when he's not in the game. Here is Brady in its entirety.
Nice to see you guys.
What did Aaron Hernandez do?
When?
Did you give him an earful?
Today? Oh. You know, guys are working hard, so we're just trying to get things right. We don't have a lot of time. We got a game here in 3 days, so, you know, we all got to be on the same page, and a lot of communication, and it's not always right out here, so we're trying to get it right.
Just for the layperson, why is it not easy for a team to pick up where it left off? And you got 2 years under your belt with Hernandez, you have years under your belt with Gronkowski and Woodhead, and you can't, and it's not as easy as just jumping back on the bike and...
Well, no, I mean, you take 6 months off. So there's quite a bit of time between, you know, February and when we start, and there's a new group and you're doing new things and the communication's different, and that's why we're practicing, you know. So now you get out here in this situation, and it's an important situation. We're working on 2 minute and you can't afford mistakes, and, you know, all 11 of us have to be on the same page. So that's why we do 2 minute at the end of practice, because you're tired, you know, you're drenched in sweat, and no, that's when your concentration needs to be at its best, because that's when the game's on the line.
How much are you looking forward to practicing against another team, just to see where you guys are?
We'll see how it goes. I mean, I think we've done it before, so hopefully we get a lot out of it. They're a very good team, so you know, it's fun to have a game week, and you know, we've been trying to string practices together, and you know, we've had some good ones. We've had some ones that haven't been great. And, you know, you try to learn from your mistakes and come back and not repeat them. So now you see a different set of defenses, opponents, matchups, personnel. And, you know, we're going to see where we're at.
Did you get a lot out of it last time when you practiced against other teams?
I don't remember. You know, you try to come out and work hard, and you know, you give everything you got. So I'm sure if we do that, we'll get a lot out of it.
Tom, when you were 35 now, when Vinny Testaverde came through, I think he was 42, Doug was 43, Doug Flutie. Did these guys kind of inspire you when they still had that enthusiasm for football? They were in great shape. They were still able to be effective in their early, you know, 40s. Did that kind of inspire you? Say, hey, I want to do that. I want a piece of that, maybe.
Well, they were great teammates, and I certainly learned a lot from them in terms of how to play the position and how to prepare mentally and physically for the season. And both were great athletes, and I really enjoyed having them as, you know, guys that I could play with. So I'm a long ways from 42. Hopefully I'm still talking to you guys when I'm 42.
But you've obviously not been our choice. Play till 40. You still have that. You still stick.
Yeah, I want to play a long time. But, you know, okay. I think the reality is we're focused on this year, and there's no season other than this season that I'm worried about. So, you know, we got our work cut out for us. It'll be a huge challenge. You know, but the guys out here, you come out to work every day, and it's been warm weather, and we're trying to get in good shape, and like I said, string a bunch of good practices together, and ultimately, you know, be ready for the Saints coming in this week.
Tom, can you share with us a little bit of what you said to the guys after the practice, during the practice, during the fight, or after the fight on Friday?
I mean, we moved on from that. We, you know, we had a good day off yesterday, and I honestly wasn't even involved in any of it, so wouldn't be good if I was, you know, in the middle of any of that.
Tom, a lot of changes on the offensive line so far. How are you feeling about it, and what do you see in terms of progress of the guys who haven't played that much and are playing now?
Well, you know, there's a lot of confidence in that group, and there's certainly been guys in there who are battle tested and have played quite a bit and been in the system and been coached by Dante. You know, the expectations are high for that position. There's a lot of competition, so those guys are working hard. You know, they're fighting every day out here, and they're working hard to, you know, figure out a role for themselves. So I got a lot of confidence in that group. I've never lacked for confidence in our offensive line.
So you're obviously busy with camp and stuff. I'm just curious if you got a chance to watch any of the Hall of Fame stuff. Does that sort of stuff interest you?
I honestly, I didn't see any of it. I missed it. But I'm sure it was a great event. If you guys saw it.
Tom, have you changed as a leader the last couple of years, if at all?
I think leadership is certainly by example, and you know, you can never ask of anyone that you don't ask of yourself. So, you know, you come out and you try to bring a good attitude and bring energy to practice every day and make good plays and be dependable and consistent, and that's what you ask of everybody else. So, it's a you know, it's naturally it's a part of the quarterback position, and you know, every year is a little bit different, and I'm excited the group of guys we got, and everyone seems to be out here working hard, and you know, we'll see what we got when we play against a very good team this week.
Are you seeing the right kind of intensity from everybody, offensive, defensive side of the ball?
Well, it's an emotional game, and you know, you got to bring emotion to practice, and you got to bring emotion to games. And this is not a game where you come out flat for practice. You got to come out and work hard and try to get everything you can out of practice. So, you know, everyone seems to be doing that. And Coach Belichick, you know, he wants that level of intensity. He wants to see what, you know, or how mentally tough we are. And, you know, the guys got to come out and show that every day.
Along those lines, with no 2-a-days and with, you know, there's days off from the practice field every few days, is there a big difference from previous years in terms of you got to make every moment count on the field because there's just fewer moments on the field than there had been in the past?
Yeah, and there hasn't been as much, you know, on-the-field work, but you got to take advantage of when you are on the field. And everyone's really at the same spot. You know, every team can only, you know, we're all playing by the same set of rules, so. You know, whoever maximizes their time on the field, their time on the walkthrough is going to have an advantage. And, you know, I think, you know, our coaches put a lot of emphasis on the walkthroughs and the meeting rooms. And certainly when we get on the field, we're not expected to come out here and make a bunch of mistakes. And because we're only coming out here once a day, we got to bring, you know, the intensity and we got to get things right.
When you think about it, nobody's played more games per year at the position than you have ever because of the number of times you've been to the Super Bowl. Is it advantageous for you, the new CBA rules limiting practices? Because I know how what a stickler you are for preparation anyway. It's kind of a double-edged sword, right? You're going to be fresher later.
Yeah.
But you're not going to have as many things installed.
Yeah, and, well, it all depends. I mean, I think that, you know, the advantage as an older player, like, you know, is you don't, you know, it's not like I have to study my playbook a ton. I mean, I know what we're doing. I know why we're doing it. I know the calls. No, it's more mentally making sure you bring emotion and energy and making sure that, you know, you have the enthusiasm and the executions is good. You know, everyone's working on something. It's not like you can just go through the motions out here or else you don't improve. And, you know, I'm competing just like everybody else. I'm competing for my role and my spot and trying to be a good leader and, you know, trying to set a good example as, you know, as a quarterback. So, you know, I think that's my challenge, to come out here every day and, you know, bring everything that I have to try to make us a better team.
Tom, you get a chance to check out any of the Olympic action and then go back to the hotel after practice, especially maybe gymnastics, Allie Raisman, a local girl?
Not much. We've been tied up here, so it's hard to, you know, break free.
She did, she tied for bronze, but she didn't get the medal because of how the points added up. But now she has a chance to get a medal coming up in the next few days. What advice would you give her for somebody who failed to maybe try to come back and win?
Honestly, I'm not super familiar with everything that's going on. I mean, it's pretty exceptional for those athletes, you know, to be representing our country.
Well, what advice would you give from anybody?
I don't like giving too much advice. I feel like, you know, I'm still looking for advice. I'm not much of an advice giver.
Too busy competing for that job, right?
That's exactly right. I know. I mean, that's how you got to approach it. You can't take anything for granted out here. You never know when your last snap's going to be, so. You got to come out every day and work as hard as you can, and you know I'm trying to get advice. That's what I'm trying to get.
Good luck with that.
Thank you.
Tom, in that vein, can you talk a little bit about how much guys like Mallett and Hoyer are able to pick your brain and what that dynamic is like with you guys in the depth chart?
Yeah, they're both, you know, coming back from last season, and you know it's a fun group. We got a great relationship between the three of us, and you know we're always encouraging each other and. You know, the quarterback position is a position of leadership, so who's ever in there, we're supporting and we're trying to eliminate mistakes and set a great example for the rest of the guys. So we've got to, you know, do that every single day. We got to come out every day with a great attitude and see if we can lead the team.
Tom, where would you say you are based on the practices now in terms of your meshing with the offensive line? There's a lot of, obviously, new faces, new positions. How would you rate it right now?
Well, we got a long way to go. We got a long way to go. We got a lot of practices. We got a lot of meetings. We've got 4 preseason games. So, you know, we got a lot of work ahead of us. I don't think we're, You know, we're nowhere where we're gonna need to be here. But you know, that's why we're coming out and practicing every day. You know, like I said, we're not taking anything for granted. We're trying to come out and string practices together. We had a good one today. You know, we got to come out and have a good one tomorrow.
What kind of role do you play during the preseason games after you've come out of the game when you're watching Brian? Are you in their ear? Are you just kind of studying what the other team's defense is doing? What are you doing on the sideline?
Yeah, I'm into the game. I'm watching and, you know, I'm listening for the calls and seeing what I would do if I was out there and going through the mental reps and encouraging the guys and making sure we're on the same page and communicating. You know, you certainly don't take that preparation off. You know, we're playing a different team and they have different scheme, and you know, you never know when your number's going to be called, so you're trying to encourage those other guys but also really stay into the game. Thanks, guys. Have a good week.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.